Koalas are in the news again as the New South Wales government agrees to strip rural koalas of protections. In the meantime, in the bush, there are growing calls for a koala-led recovery based on new national parks that would actually protect the koala's core habitat and boost ailing regional economies. Sean O'Shaughnessy from River FM reports.
The Great Koala National Park is proposed as Australia's first large national park dedicated to protecting koala habitat. The park will add 175,000 hectares of native forests to existing protected areas to establish a 315,000 hectare reserve on the New South Wales mid-north coast. University of Newcastle's study of the proposed Great Koala National Park comprised two areas of focus, an economic impact assessment and an environmental benefit analysis. Over these two areas, the research demonstrated that the park would generate additional regional economic output of $1.2 billion over the next 15 years and $1.7 billion in biodiversity value. Professor Ryan is the Pro Vice Chancellor of Human and Social Futures at Newcastle University, and she was lead author of this groundbreaking report.
The costs of establishing the park in the five LGAs we estimated to be around about the $300 million mark. We estimate that that will lead to around about a million visitors at the end of the 15-year period, and that visitation would generate in the order of $1.8 billion in economic output for the region. The real story that's come out of this is the jobs generation. At the end of the 15-year period, we estimate about 10,000 jobs will be created. Now, that's a terrific job story, I think, for the Mid-North Coast. There's a real range of job opportunities and I think really ongoing high-value jobs.
In that job story, there's a comparison with the number of jobs which might need to be transitioned out of native forest logging.
We were very lucky to engage with the Timber Association. There'd been some work done by a consulting firm that provided us some numbers. From which we were able to base our estimates. We estimate mid-range conservative figures of about 700 job losses compared to potentially 10,000 jobs created. We have relied on the work that the industry itself has done to draw the lines around that. There's no impact on renewable forestry as a result of the establishment of the park. Well, what do we do with native forestry? We've had the opportunity to transition these industries in other parts of Australia.
Do you think that the methods that you've used could be used as a technique for assessing the similar values for such a park? Would that be a simple template proposition for you to now do for that?
Yeah, look, these studies are a fairly standard and agreed methodology. The work from the researcher's point of view is working through the assumptions. This approach has been applied to national parks all around the country. It's actually just a standard model. You just stick in the numbers and out it pops.
Janelle Saffin is the representative for the New South Wales seat of Lismore. I spoke to her about the potential for a koala-led recovery. Is the Labor Party going to get behind the Great Koala National Park and the Sandy Creek Koala Park, which have been proposed?
We did back the Great Koala National Park in the lead up to the election, and there's a lot of support. That support still exists within the Labor Party. That's been clear. We need to settle it once and for all. We keep having this endless debate. You know, 9,800 jobs. I mean, that's a lot of jobs. What I'd like to say about the jobs in the timber industry, we've got to make sure those people are transitioned. Yes, we transition, but we've got to do it well.
Do any of us really want to see the extinction of koalas in the wild? It would be a pretty shocking day to wake up to say that we haven't protected these important assets. And one way of talking about those is to put a dollar value on them.
Professor Roberta Ryan from Newcastle University, wrapping up that report from Sean O'Shaughnessy.